The Green Party of Ontario is about so much more than the environment, Ali Hosni says. As the provincial nominee for Oakville North Burlington, Hosni has been knocking on doors, and there has been a shift in thinking about the Greens since 2022. In 2022, when I was trying to get signatures, people would say the Green Party only cares about the environment, while we have other issues, Hosni said. Mostly, this came from conservative voters. But this time, people who used to be conservative voters are telling me things need to change. Primarily, people are asking for changes in healthcare. Hosni says healthcare is routinely the number one issue that he hears about from residents, and that healthcare workers are being pushed beyond their limits. They are amazing. In my experiences with doctors and nurses and staff, they're going far beyond to deliver and do a great job, he said. I've seen it firsthand at Princess Margaret and Mount Sinai. Hosni added the potential for privatization of healthcare is an additional concern from residents. There are issues, absolutely, like any other system on the planet, he said. But you have to keep working on it, it's a system you have to keep improving, correcting, adding and removing what's not working. When you decide to kill it and bring private, for-profit healthcare like they have in the US, I don't think that's right. In speaking with residents, Hosni has heard about housing, the 407, and transportation. Given the short notice of the election, and the timing putting Election Day in a cold Canadian winter, Hosni wonders if voter turnouts will be low given the weather. It's freezing, Hosni said. I'm not sure if people will be willing to come out and vote in such weather, but I hope they do for the sake of improving what we have. He continued that it could be a need to distract people from the millions of dollars the province is spending on the election. Hosni added it's illogical for Conservative leader Doug Ford to call an election with more than a year left in his term. There is no logical explanation for why we should have an election right now, but it's here, he said. All parties are ready for it, we're ready for it.